B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia, and after a two-week hiatus, it is now time for What's Brewing with Jen. What do you have today?
Well, it's so good to be back just in general, but this is always fun. I love this little segment, so I'm glad to be back here with it. And we're going to start in Colorado because ice cream trucks are returning to a Colorado community after 65 years. They were banned in this one Colorado city, Aurora City, because they were considered a nuisance in 1957. And now people say that it's okay. They can come back. So now they're going to get ice cream trucks again. You look confused.
What kind of terrible, soulless people are those?
I mean, it's definitely outdated.
A nuisance?
They said it was a nuisance, quote, a nuisance, and they saw vehicles as a safety risk for children.
But...
Well, that part,
but everything's a safety hazard for kids. They're very fragile.
Well, yeah, and an Amazon truck, I mean, how many of those do you see in my neighborhood in a day between, you know, FedEx, UPS, Amazon, all of them?
All the time, yeah.
Those trucks are about the same size as an ice cream truck.
All the regular cars.
Right.
Those couldn't hit a kid?
I guess not.
And this one plays music so you hear them.
Right.
Like some of these cars could be kind of quiet.
I know.
If it's electric
electric cars.
Electric, and even if you spend a few dollars, it's not a sports car. Listen, like I remember a Lincoln Town Car one time snuck up on me. That was running gas. The thing was whisper quiet. That thing could have taken me out. No.
That's true.
But good. I mean, so the kids have hated their lives there.
There's
been no happy children.
For over 60 years. For 65 years.
65 years.
The kids have been miserable there in that town.
I feel sorry for them. But now they're going to have it all over again.
And that's where the kids have to learn. The agony, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. Because your parents aren't going to always say yes to the ice cream.
No.
But those times when they do say
they
yes.
Do. Yeah.
Right. Boy, does it feel good.
It does feel good.
Like at that moment, you feel like there's nothing wrong with the world.
Right.
But when they say no, you could feel like if you died, you missed nothing.
That's true.
It's so much.
It is so,
so high stakes.
The extremes of both the highs and lows.
Yeah. It's like, two ends of a spectrum.
Why do we have summer then? If I can't have the ice cream
just
one time.
Be in school 365.
Right. I mean, why have it? Then if you get it, you're like, oh my God, there'll never be any wars.
Do you know that I never had ice cream from an ice cream truck until I moved to Philadelphia?
There weren't ice cream trucks down there?
Not in my neighborhood. I lived on like a main road. There might be in other neighborhoods. I honestly would say probably not. I never knew really that. I mean, I knew that ice cream trucks existed. I had never seen one before. But until I moved to Philadelphia.
And there's no beach, obviously, there. So you're not getting like the fudgy wudgy ice cream trucks.
Mm-mm.
That's sad.
Crazy?
I'm sorry
I know.
To hear that.
I had, you know. At least they didn't ban it. Just, you know, didn't work out in my little neighborhood where I grew up.
Hmm.
But it's something that I experienced here for the first time. And water ice is too. I never understood what water ice was.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be good down there anyway. We're the only ones that know how to do that.
There are a couple Ritas here and there, I think in Florida. But yeah, I was like, water, ice, isn't that the same thing? It's water and ice. It was completely confused by it, but I do love it. All right, we're going to move on. So it was a holiday weekend, right? A lot of people were at the beach. A Long Island lifeguard happened to be teaching a shark safety course, but got attacked by a shark while the course was going on.
So he's fired, too.
Yeah. No. He's not good at his job, then, at that
point. That's terrible.
In addition to being, he also got fired. Like, that's a
rough
day. That's a double hurt piece
right
there.
Not many people have worse days than that, yeah.
So he was pretending to be a shark attack victim during this training exercise. As the lifeguard started flailing about in the water, a real shark swam up and bit his chest and his hand. His current condition has not been revealed.
Well, and his chest and his hand?
Yeah. They're keeping him.
That's a fairly large shark.
What?
You know how big a mouth has to be to get somebody on the chest and the hand?
I guess so.
Did they say what kind of shark it was?
It did not say what kind of shark.
Because they don't want to let alarm people. I'll tell you one thing that's a little bit scary about the Jersey Shore. I know people that have been fishing.
Right.
Three different people. They've all caught baby sharks. Which means that they're spawning them at the Jersey Shore.
So,
they're just around.
It's not just an adult shark that, you know, swam up by accident.
They say those are different. They say the babies, if that's a spawning ground, the big ones then return regularly to do so.
Right.
Like, because they travel these vast distances. So that same shark could end up in Japan.
Right.
Circle Japan
Make
a U-turn and end up in Ocean City again to have the babies.
Oh, boy.
And regularly.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. And then those sharks would do the same thing.
There are sharks in the ocean. I get that. But it's still always scary to hear about sharks in the ocean and attacks and everything. Like, I get it. We're getting into their habitat. It's not the other way around. You know, when you get into the ocean, it's their home, but it is still scary. They actually closed the beach. This was called Smith Point on Long Island. They closed the beach on Sunday, and then they had drones going over to see if there were any more sharks or if it was kind of, if there were a lot.
All jokes aside, I hope the guy's okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. But
that's
yeah,
a kind fundamentally of thing. If you ever watch Shark Week, which is coming up, they tell you that when you do that, you attract the shark.
Right.
So why is he doing it? He attracted. So actually, I guess he did it perfectly.
Yes, he did. I suppose so. Yeah.
Because that's what they look for.
Right.
Because that's what you resemble. Because
you look like a,
right. If you just stand there, usually that's unfortunately them. Well, yes, or they're not trying to kill you. They say it's literally like a teeth hug.
Yeah.
They're just coming up to say, hey, what are you?
Yeah.
But they do it with their mouth. So.
Woo, that's scary.
Yeah, they're, arms.
Yeah, then they leave you alone. They don't come back. Most times they don't come back. They say once in a blue moon, those are the scary ones where you get away, you're almost to shore, and then that thing comes back. But they say that part's rare.
The splashing one, it replicates like seals or something like that. They're
like
prey.
A seal that was like. Having trouble, then you're acting just like it, so they think you're a seal having trouble.
Yeah. Right.
And now they say, no, you're food at that point.
Ooh.
There's no exploratory bite there. That's a kill shot that they're trying to do.
And Tom watched a great holiday movie yesterday.
Jaws.
4th of July. It's definitely a holiday movie.
It was on TV.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't have to.
And then I will never get in the ocean again.
I want to talk to some older people about that.
About Jaws?
In 4 o'clock hour.
Okay. All right.
Older people were scared to get in a damn swimming pool after Jaws.
After Jaws. Oh, yeah.
Scarred my mom.
A swimming pool?
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
The shark gonna get in the pool.
That was a real fear when you were a kid. I had that fear.
It's not real.
Like when you're in the pool by yourself. Yeah, no.
Someone could come up
when you're like 8 years old and you're like, I think there might be.
What if someone's gonna show it?
You never know, man.
You never
know. Someone could have dropped it in. You never know.
You never know. All right, we're gonna end in Delaware. I saw this story last week and I thought it was really cool. Behind a wall at the Concord Mall in Wilmington, Delaware, which I've been to, there is a Burger King. Straight out of 1980. Oh. It was from 1987, actually. The restaurant appears to be completely untouched. Booths, soda machines, the decor, everything. The restaurant closed 13 years ago, and it was literally just sealed off by a wall and just kind of forgotten about. Did you see any pictures of it?
I did.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It reminded
totally
me
retro.
Of my childhood. Of other people's birthday parties. Man, I had friends and cousins that would have McDonald's or Burger King birthday party.
Yeah?
Not me.
Not you.
Not once.
Oh.
I have one for my next birthday.
This is a great idea.
But they don't listen. I need it to be BYO.
I kind of want them to...
Are they? I feel like they are.
I want
No, you can't bring booze up in a Burger King.
Not fast food place.
You can't bring it. I'm talking about like bringing it, not like hiding it in a flask. I want people to just be able to bring booze.
I kind of want them to take this Burger King and renovate it a little bit to 1987.
Yes. Leave it as is.
It could totally be a tourist attraction.
Right. It can have the touch screens or whatever, the new stuff, but have it look exactly like
that. I think that would be really
neat. That up,
I would go.
I would
take
too.
The trip all the way down and just to say I went.
I would too. Yes. I think it's neat.
Well, that was a strong return, Jen.
Well, thank you.
We were worried.
Oh, well,
you know,
I'm here.
Sometimes, you know, you never know.
That's right.
People, how are they going to bounce back?
That's right.
You're still on vacation, maybe.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I wish I was on vacation.
610-632-0975. Tom and Brian, you'll lead us off in the 4 o'clock hour. Word of the day is summer. And also, I'll have the next installment of Shore Etiquette because somebody did something so atrocious that, again, I didn't think I was going to be able to make it to work today out of just a mental breakdown. But I made it here. I persevere, unlike somebody who talked into a microphone last night like a moron. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.